Good evening, everyone. Today is the 19th of December, 2021, and just wanted to give everyone an update this evening. We had a good fellowship call this morning, and it resonated with a lot of people. You know, probably by the time it gets over, it'll be about 500 people. So I want to thank the people who were on the call this morning. I want to thank Oregon, Walt Stickle, George, California, Tom, Washington State, of course, Missouri was represented, and Adiola from Canada. And we were just sharing our hearts, and a lot of people had the same thing that they're dealing with, that we're dealing with. And that's what we're called to do as Christians, to reach out, not to withdraw within ourselves, but to reach out. And, you know, Jesus Christ said, I came to call the sinners, not the righteous. And so I think that's our mission during these times, to reach out to hurting people and to share the gospel, the good news. Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. And to also tell the truth that all of those that come to believe the gospel are those that are chosen in Him from the foundation of the world. All of those that are given faith to believe the gospel are those that the Father has given to the Son. We've been predestinated unto adoption. Look it up, Ephesians chapter 1. And so this gives the Christian great comfort to know that they've been chosen in Him from the foundation of the world. You know, even when we falter and fail, He will never unadopt His children. It gives me great comfort. I've faltered and failed many times. But God has adopted me into His family, and we were predestinated into this adoption, and He shed His precious blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary, and He said that He would be with us to the end. Underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. And so I just want to encourage all of those that might hear this, if you're discouraged, Christ says, come unto me all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your care upon me. I will care for you. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so that's the message tonight in a hurting world. Many, many people are hurting by the millions around the world. But Jesus Christ has given us a great, great message when He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. What a great message to know that He is the only truth. He is the only way. He is the life. He said He was the light of the world. In Him dwells no darkness, but only light. And so this evening, this has really just been a kind of an update. It's been a good day today. And I would encourage everyone to never forget to praise God for His blessings. You know, we have a roof over our head. We have clothes, we have shoes on our feet, and we have families, and we have many things that many people in third world countries don't have, and we may not always have that. We should be thankful for what God has given us. I got a email from a person tonight that says that Mark Levin, most people know who Mark Levin is, is now saying that the Chinese are planning to invade the United States. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but nothing would surprise me. But whatever happens, God is sovereign and in control of it. And we have an anchor of the soul, steadfast and sure. I'm on Christ, the solid rock. We stand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, His covenant, His blood supports us in the whelming flood. When all around our soul gives way, He then is all our hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And when He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may we then in Christ be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless, to stand before His throne. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. May the good Lord be with you tonight, is my prayer. God bless.